Michael Smirkanish.
Opinionated.
Opinionated.
Not doctrinaire.
SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.
I don't understand what just happened, but I know it was significant in New York relative to congressional boundary lines. I should say that everything I know about congressional politics in New York, I learned from George Santos, and that ought to tell you something. Brandon Lyons is the managing editor for the Times Union newspaper, and he is the expert. Brandon, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, you bet. Happy to do this.
Let's just remind everybody, we don't redraw county boundary lines, and I'm talking nationwide, not just in New York. We take a census every 10 years. We then look at the results of the census, and we reassess our congressional and state legislative boundary lines. So with that as an intro, what just took place in New York?
Well, what just took place is a fallout of decades of political gridlock over that process that you described. You know, when you go back decades, even before Pataki as governor, there has always been political fights over this boundary system, and it's always ended with courts somehow being involved and oftentimes being tasked to draw those maps because the politicians can't get their act together and do it. In this case, that's what New York did 9 years ago was pass a constitutional amendment to say this needs to stop. We're going to set up this independent redistricting commission, and they're going to do this going forward, beginning in 2022. You know, you do this every year, every time there's a two in the year, so after the census. And, of course, they began their process. They held public hearings. They did their work. And then they themselves became mired 5-5 in political gridlock. So they submitted their first set of maps, which were two competing maps, to the legislature. The legislature rejected those maps, and then it came back. So that the amendment required them to do a second set of maps. But what the Republicans did was on the commission was they didn't go to the meeting to submit those maps, so they didn't have a quorum, so they were never submitted the second time. And then it went to court. A state Supreme Court with a special master redrew the congressional boundaries. Democrats believe that those boundaries aided the Republicans in those key victories last year to help take the House. And there were lawsuits filed on both sides. And the Court of Appeals, the state's highest court, now said that the IRC needs to finish its job. And their ruling essentially said that they can go back to that stage in the process where they can go to the second set of maps, submit those to the legislature. And then we'll probably, and who knows what's going to happen? It could work this time, or a year from now we could be, or this year we could be back in court again, watching this unfold.
Brendan, do I understand you to say that this is the first go round with an IRC? In other words, is this the first time that the great state, the Empire State, is trying to go the way of California and professionalize the process?
That's correct. This was the first go under the constitutional amendment. And the thing that changed here, and that there's a little nuance, was that the amendment that was passed, the constitutional amendment, had failed to a what if. It didn't set up a what if they failed to carry out their constitutional duty to submit a plan. And so the legislature put that as an amendment to the constitutional amendment. They tried to have that pass in 2021, I believe. Yeah, there was a ballot initiative to amend the Constitution and give them the authority to draw the maps if the IRC couldn't do it. Well, the voters firmly rejected that, 54-45%. So then what did the legislature do? They passed a statute to give themselves the same result. And that sort of set up some problems when you have a supermajority in the Senate of Democrats, because it's essentially saying that the IRC, if the commission hits gridlock, then we, the Democratic-controlled legislature, can finish the job. And so this system works if the IRC can put politics aside and come up with an agreed-upon map that maybe has things, just like they did with the Assembly, that pleases both sides. They're at peace with it. Yeah.
Brendan Lyons is the managing editor for the Times Union newspaper. He oversees the Capitol Bureau and investigations on behalf of the Times Union. So where do we go from here?
Well, if this process gets completed, let's say that the IRC does its job, submits two maps to the legislature or one map by some Christmas miracle, then we could have new congressional boundaries next year. That could change for some candidates whether they're able to run again, because sometimes they get carved out of a district or they might have to jump and move, you know, as happened the last time. But this, what's at stake here are the 2024 New York congressional races. And that is why this is a legal effort on both sides that is well funded and you know, by very talented litigators, because they understand that there is a lot at stake here in terms of control of Congress next year.
Well, and I'm taking away from our brief conversation that it's the first go round for New York, and so probably both sides want to make sure that they can have the upper hand and hope that they'll be establishing some kind of a precedent.
Yeah, you would hope, you know, you also wonder, is this 5-5 commission going to work if it's always going to simply gridlock, you know, whether or not, I mean, maybe they need an 11th member who's an independent, somebody who could be a tiebreaker vote. But that, you know, good luck picking who that person would be.
Well, I think, look, I from one state removed, I think it's sort of a reinforcement or affirmation of why you do need to professionalize the process, because this is the extent of the polarization.
Right, because in fairness to, you know, the idea here, the concept here, it is a good one, as you say, Michael, because the legislature has really hardly ever been able to do this without a court having to come in, either a federal court or a state court, to resolve this issue for them because of the politics.
Brendan Lyons
always thinks it's gerrymandered. Yeah,
right. Totally get it. And by the way, self-sorting, I always like to say, as much of a problem as gerrymandered maps. Brendan Lyons, the managing editor of the Times Union, thanks so much for the briefing. We appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.
And now you know what the rest of the story is in New York.